Freichim Shtan Niftachu Einayim, then the Freich means the young chicken, before it opened up its eye, it's Bechal this lav. So therefore, even the young chicken, if it's inside the egg, before it opens up its eyes, you also have the lav of a sheretz. So what's the Chiddush that say that's Tomei, even if it wouldn't be Tomei, it would also be the same thing. Yes, the Gemara says Enachnami, the Gemara says Midi Rabbon. About this last thing we learned, it's only the Rabbon of the Kisa. Across Machta B'Yalma, it's only the Machta B'Yalma. So she says like this. What Midi Rabbonin? How the Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov, he says, if you have this Efreich inside the chicken, that's also Midi Raisa. No, it's only Midi Rabbonin. Midi Rabbonin who the Kosa B'Torim. By chicken, it's only Yosem the Rabbanin. Avol Temeim. But by a Tomatika one, that's a Sheretz Gomer heavy. Even though it's only a young chick inside the egg, that's called the Sheretz already. And therefore, Volekla, Dibrakla, you give Malkus according to everybody. But the Chila Rikma, if it didn't start to form anything inside, there's no Sheretz really inside it yet, then Isurika, it's only also because it came from a tray for the bird, so it's also to eat it. But Malkus Lekka, the love Sheretz, was not called the Sheretz yet. But when the egg starts to form inside already, has the same Sheretz, that's the Chiddush, that'll be over the love of a Sheretz Oretz. But it's only by an egg from an oif tomei, not from an egg of an oif tor. That the Hidash and here, the rabbi said, for Eichem, Eshladif to Choyneim, it's only by the rabbi. Tan Rabban went like this. Giulei Beitzim Mutaris. Rashi says, Giulei Beitzim means Beitza Temeya. Shin is Bash Lematera. You have a trefodika egg that was cooked up with Eifes Torah. Locher is mutaris. Rashi says means ha-torim. What? In the same pot, right. You could tell the difference, right? You could tell the difference that there's one tray for dick egg that was cooked up in a pot. Yeah, still in the shell, right. Right. And it's not bottle bereif. Yeah, still you lot eat. Rashi says it's chidush shebeit some tumei, which is bash the mutaris. Mutaris. Ha-torim. That the Torah dick eggs you still lot eat. Why? That you cooked it up in water, and therefore no tab went, the tab of the tomadika egg did not go into the tordik egg. It doesn't travel through the shell, we'll soon see why. So therefore you'll not eat it. That's the chiddush over here. That's called yegu'ule beitzim, you cooked up an egg, a tomadik egg, with a koshadik egg, so it's mutarish, you'll not eat it. Beitzim muzoros. What about the beitzim muzoros? Rashi says sheinam shel zohar. It's not from a zohar. There is an egg that the hen itself just rubbed itself against the ground, and that's the way it became fertile. Shel shein zohar v'yena froya kolut b'hem loylam. Such an egg can never really produce. Can never make a chicken come out of it. So such eggs like that muzoros nefesh yofatechla means it's a good healthy egg. Rashi says sheinam. Is tonim v'yein daita kotsim yam teichlom yapo pi sheyosh v'leim tanagurlis yam rabin. Or Rashi's vaket, I mean the person is not a nistanis, means he's not such a delicate person, he could eat from these eggs. Because such an egg could be a tanagur sat around a long time and never hatched. So even though maybe it doesn't look so nice anymore, so it means a nefesh yof, means if you're not a delicate person, then you could eat it. But echlami, lalochem in the staminate, but about it's mutatit. Yeah, it one second, let's see what's there. What's going to be nimtzoleh koradam, let's say inside the egg, in this type of an egg of beitzim zoros, and most people say that's all our eggs today. Our eggs today are not really from male and female, they just rub them and get them hot that they produce. So on such eggs, if you find the koradam, you find the blood spot on the egg, so zorik is the dam, all you have to do is really just throw away the blood spot, and you're allowed to eat the rest of the egg. Hey, since these eggs cannot produce anyway, so you know for sure the egg is not like the beginning, it's not like an afroyach, it's not like the chicken itself. So therefore, it's only like Madurabon de Kisa, therefore you just throw away the dam, and the rest of the egg you're allowed to eat. Here, Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, Vusha Nimtza al Kesha Shalom, it's only if you find the blood spot on the Kesha Shalom. Rashi says it means who zera shatana girl hakosha shabroi shakad, that's on the thick part of it, that's on the head of the broad part shabetza. Omishom Yitzirus Afroyach Maschal. That's where the chick starts to be produced. Now the chivon adayin hushom lenispaze b'shar beitza. Since the egg is the blood spot is right there, and that's the spot that starts to form from. Silkach therefore oichla shaylani to the rest of the egg, because this blood spot are not spread over to any part of the egg. Avonim salachem, if you find the blood spot on the yellow part already, then kulasu, those things is also. Like we'll see later, the shod tichla bakula, and spashta kulka bakula. Those things are like spread out already. Yeah. Well, yes, that's his loch again, what nimsala kurad dam, zorakas adam, yezorakas adam, rechaz shayyim. I'm reviewing here, shnimsal keshlo. Tony Dustoi Avud Rebbe Aptariki, you know, like this, that Loi Shonar Ola Shinim Tzal Chalbosh, so as long as you find a blood spot on the white of the egg, that you can eat the rest of the egg. Avonim Tzal Chalbosh, if you find a blood spot on the yellow part of the egg, then Afilu Beit Sasura. Then the whole egg is also, not only the blood spot, the whole egg is also. My time, what's the reason? To Shoda Tichla Bakula. Like this thing was thrown over the whole thing. Tichla means like this. Losh Rashi, Shichov Reyusa means the bed was shot throughout the whole thing. That is like that was before. Then it's like start to form already. And once it starts to form, it's like moved over. So the whole egg was starting to be formed. So therefore, the whole egg already is also. That's called Shoda Tichla. Throw the kilko, the bare thing, the kula. Oh, Malay Rav Gevira mebeksil. The Rav Ashi Ibcha. He learned just the opposite. That Tony Tona Kamid Abaya. Yeah. He actually learns what? Tony Echad Hayishon Nois Lofon of Ibcha. That Lashonosh Nimtzal Chelmachlo. Just the opposite. When do we say it's kosher? The rest of the egg was found on the yellow. Was found on the white, it's also. He learned just the opposite around. Yeah. But Ibcha Toni Tona Kama Dabaya, that one Tana learned in front of Abaya just the opposite. And the Abaya who did Tritzin Alei, and Abaya was one that answered and said like this, Hoch Yoma Chiskiya, that Minayin Lebetzes Temeya. Trash where Abaya did Tiritzach, he could then mean him, Lashon Al Chalbein. I know, one Tana learned the other way, and Abaya was the one who learned it this way. I mean, Abaya was the one that answered it this way. That Lashon Rel Allah Chelbein, that when is it kosher, only found it on the white. If found it on the yellow, then it's also. Yeah. Another more says, Oma Chizkiya, Minan, how do we know Lebeitzas Temeyo Shi Asur Minatera? How do know the egg that comes out of a tray for egg, tray for chicken, that the egg is also? Shtem the Apostle says, V'yas bas hayana, says Loshen, the daughter of this bird, the yana. So the question is, v'chi bas yeshlo yana, does it have a bird? Doesn't have a bird, doesn't have a daughter. Yala rabbi ezu, what does that mean? Zu beitzas temeya. Means to teach us a chiddush that the egg that comes out of an oif tom is also. I would have thought to say maybe only the bird is also. How do we know the egg is also? K'mashman is posik bas hayana, that even the egg is also tomei. For the more of a duma, maybe Hainu Shemai, remember the Metzah name? The bird is called Basayana. It's not the daughter of the Yana to mean to include the egg. Maybe that's the name. So I said, Lois Sagada, don't think like this. Lois Sagadaituch. The Chsiba says clearly, Bas Ami, Li Achzor, Kiyanim Bamidbar. So it says, Kiyanim Mashma, the bird itself is called Yana. So when the Pasuk says, Bas Yana, means to include the egg. For the Renova, Ivo Chsiba, it says, Esa Mispeid Kitanim, the Ovel Kibnoisiano. Yes, it says also Losh in the Posa Kibnoisiano. See, the Posa calls the bird called Benosiano. So where it says it means Kiyana Zush Masabelas Abane. It just means that this bird, the Yana, that's the name, that's Masabel on his children. So the Posa says the kids are Bath Hayana, that means the egg. I book, see, the Posa says Vishochni Shom Benosiano. Kiyanazu also, it says Mashman Benoisian is the name of the bird. But there it says, no, again, Kiyanazu Shashachenes in Bener. It means this bird, just the Yana that lives with his children. I have said, the Pasuk says, Techabdei Nichaya Sode Tninim al Benoisayana. Again, another Pasuk in Shayo, says Mashman calls the bird itself called Basayana. Mashman, that's its name. Now, we, Sagadet, can tell me a thing.
that the beitza. So beitza bas meimar shira. If you tell me now the bas here means the yeg of it, so what does it mean to say the sense of bnei shira? They were singing to Hashem. So they are bnei shira. So rather elo ksiv hayana or ksiv basa yana. The pasuk says both the yana and the basa yana. Now v'shani yocho the posak sifra. The posak told the two different tevois. When we the posak lesafra, since the posak the sefer they wrote into two things without the tevois, shmamino trei.